As most of you probably already know, I'm pretty nervous, and I've tried to study, and I've had a couple weeks to get ready. And of all the things I'm thankful for is that you have a time and a place. I'm thankful for a time and a place. And this is a real deal. It's serious business. It's not a joke. I know a lot of people have been praying for me. We was out trick-or-treating last night, and we had people tell us that we're going to pray for you tomorrow. I said, I appreciate that. And I believe they will. And I'm not very organized. My wife will tell you. She says sometimes we talk about different things, and she'll say about school. I'll ask her about, how'd you know that? She'll be like, well, I was at school. Was you not there? And I should have known these things. So when I went to studying, I thought, I can't go back and forth. I have enough trouble just trying to study anyway. So anyway, this morning I was trying to finish up my studies, and just kind of, if the Lord let me get to it and try to be the messenger, which is all I am, I'm a messenger, it all lined up. I didn't have to flip back. I was like, wow, that was impressive. But anyway, I'm thankful for the church. I'm thankful for all the members. But I tell the church I'm a messenger. I'm just a man. I'm just asked to do more than what maybe you are. But we all got a calling. We've all got things to do. I appreciate all the brothers that's prayed for me. I've been on a roller coaster for about 2 weeks. It's been really high and really low and really high and really low. And I thought, at times, I'm not going to lie to you, I thought if I could go back and just say, boy, I messed up. I shouldn't have told that. But I'd be right back where I have been for years. So we got to move forward and not look back. If the Lord let me here, I've got some stuff I'd like to share with you. And what I'm going to try to give you, let me tell you this. And I've struggled with this too. If I hurt somebody's feelings, it ain't me. I'm just a messenger. So you take it. You take it for what it is. And I hope I don't make you mad, but if I do, I, in the same sense, it's kind of not on me. I want it off of me. You do what you want with it, okay? Lord's going to put it where He wants it. So what I've got on my heart this morning is our children and where we're at with them, where we're going. How did we get here? I just hope I can present this the way the Lord would want me to. So we're going to start in Psalms. We're going to start with the Psalms 127:3 is where I'd like to start. And it says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. So that's the first verse. Very important. Children are, they're very precious. But we're going to jump on over here. We're going to go to Proverbs. This will be 22:6. Very important here. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I've wondered, and I wonder a lot of times, how do we get where we are today in our churches? And it concerns me, and it should concern you. The problem is, anybody that's got children, I think we'd all agree, if you just say, hey, you want to go to church more? None of them are going to say, yeah, let's go. Let's get up. Let's go to church. Not one. I think you'll all agree with me. I have wonderful children, but when you leave it up to the child, you're not going to be where you need to be. You're not going to go to the house of God. You're just not going to make it there. The issue, well, let's just say right here. I'm going to try to do this a little bit. So let's go to Matthew 18. We're going to do 1 through 6. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives my little child, whoever receives One little child like this in my name receives me. Very important right here. This is where I really want to get to. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. So, with our children, it's very important to not confuse them, to not lead them in the wrong direction, to try to give them a little bit of guidance. As a church and as a people, I'm guilty. This will be for me just as much as anybody else. On Sunday mornings, there's so many things that we could find to do on Sunday morning. So many things. There's this happening, there's that, there's a ball game. And our children, we're not leading them by example. So, if we can't get up or put the world aside for just a short period of time, the good Lord don't ask for a whole lot. He really don't. He don't ask for a ton. We don't do nothing like we should anyway. But we're leading by example. Our churches are leading by example. We should be. So, I like NASCAR. I like football. I like baseball. I absolutely really love the lake. Love it. That's where we go on Saturday. That's our family day on Saturdays. And there's a lot of days that I think, well, let's go to the lake today. Boy, it's going to be pretty today. But what if that's the day that your child needs to hear the gospel? Yeah. What if that's the day that he could have been saved? We failed. We failed as parents. We failed as grandparents. Where did this go wrong? Guilty right here. I'll take my part of the blame. But this started way back. It's like, oh, it's okay to miss here. It's okay. Now, I understand things come up. I understand that. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to lead by example. This afternoon, when you get out of church, ask your child what he wants to do. See where you wind up. Say, what do you want to do this afternoon? Are you going to be doing childlike things? We're going to do what the child wants to do. So I'll be playing in the dirt. I'll be pushing a little truck around. I'll be riding a motorcycle, you know. But children don't understand the importance. That's our job as a church and as a people to teach these children. We fell off somewhere. I don't know where we fell off. I don't know how we fell off. But we did. I'm guilty. So I'll take my part of the blame too, but as a church, we're guilty. We've got to do a better job. We got to set an example for these kids. Now, this is probably not one. I'm not saying be a holy roller, as you might hear some people say. I understand, and we all kind of have the. We look at some people different, and we go, "Well, they're just too." I agree. I think we've all heard good sermons. You push them away. You can push those children away. You can be too aggressive. Then you got there's a whole other issue, okay? But we got to lead by example. So on Sunday mornings, it's time to get up and go to church. I understand we got other things. I understand we take vacations. I get all that. That's not what I'm saying. But time after time, you got to get up. You got to take them to church. You got to do that. We're falling off, people. We're losing it somewhere. So I want to try to do this justice. But here's the part. So now this is getting into a can of worms here, and they're gonna go, "Oh, that young boy, he's in trouble already." Listen to me. Listen real good. Okay, this has been on the heart. So the churches. If we can't get along in our own churches and we can't not bicker and fight amongst ourselves, there's a number one place example for our children. We got to teach our children. So I'm going to get into this a little bit. I have to go this direction. I have to. So if I go to, and I don't know who fellowships and who don't, but if I go to this church and I'm led to join there, and I present myself for membership, and they go, "Well, I'm going to give my testimony, okay? I'm going to give it." And then, is it one that stops it, brother? Is that correct? If somebody votes me out, and says you can't come. How dare you that you're going to stop somebody from moving a membership? How does that work? Here's my thing. So God set this up. I've never heard, I've never studied where it says you've been baptized into Lafayette Missionary Baptist Church or Rocky Mountain Missionary Baptist Church. I never read that. It teaches the church, the true church. So when you join the church and you've been baptized and you're a member of that body and you present yourself for membership to another body, and that man says he can't come here. Well, if you made your move, pity the man that says he can't come into my body. Pity that man. What have you done? If you said, no, we can't take him. Well, guess what? Here's the way that works. This is my simple mind. If he presents himself for membership and you turn him out, guess what? Brother, you missed the boat. You missed the boat. I didn't know that you could be more powerful than God. I didn't know you could go, God said he's coming, but I said he ain't. Man alive, whoever that guy is, he's got some power. I mean, he's it's dangerous territory, people. I'm telling you, that's where you can't bicker amongst the churches. Now I know that, and listen, people's going to hear this and go, that young brother has opened up. No, I'm telling you the truth. Like it or lump it, take the book. God's not the author of confusion, okay? He's not. Now, so that man, bless his heart, pity you, because I just can't. Now, let me say this. I understand. I guess I'll back up just a bit. I understand that people do wrong and people should come up and apologize. I get that. I understand all that. You need to keep your churches clean. I get all that. But you don't have the power. You just don't have that power. That's God's power. How are you going to get that? Okay. So we'll leave that right there. So I'm going to go to Romans. We're going to go to Romans 11:29. That's where we're going right here. So, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Guilty right here. 18 years ago is when this calling came to me, and I ran from it, and long enough, I'm ready to move on with life here. So here we go. Let's go to Romans 16:17-18. Now, here's where it really gets deep. Here's where it gets good. Now I urge you, brethren, note, those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. So the one man that votes me out, right? I'm pretty simple thinking, and I'm not, listen, I'm so far from where I need to be studied. But if you read, I'd encourage everybody to read that. Listen, he's telling us here, stay away from those brothers. So if those brothers are in the church, and they're maybe in their minds they think they're keeping the church clean, maybe we need to look at that brother. What's he doing? He got some skeletons. I got them in mind. If you don't have skeletons in your closet, you're the first problem. If you say you don't have them, let's start with you. Okay, let's just start right there. Got to get along, brothers. We got to get along. Now, I played with... Okay, so we're jumping just right over a page. We're going to Corinthians 1:10. Once again, we're staying on the same subject. Now, I played with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and same judgment. Once again, we got to get along, brother. We have to get along. I, for the life of me, I cannot understand
why we can't. Something simple. We can't move memberships, or they say you can't move membership.
Well, like I said, you missed the boat. You can't keep them out. If somebody presents themselves here and I vote, hey, they can't come in. Well, guess what? You need to look at me and my past. Start with me. You know what? Let me say this. There's nobody in this building, nobody that's not worthy of exclusion from the church. Did you know that? There's nobody. If you think that you're well enough to be in the church and not be excluded, I'll start with me, then there's a problem right there. Just accept that. Move on and get forgiveness, okay? I understand when you were saved, you got that. But we got to get down to the core of this. We have to get to the core of this. We've got to teach our children. What are we teaching our children? Listen, I played football for 6 years, and I mean lived it and breathed it. I loved it. But on Sundays, that's the Lord's Day. Well, that's the Lord's Day. So put aside Sundays. On Sunday mornings, get up and go to church. Because if you don't teach your children to go, they will not go. They'll never go. They'll never go. You know, bad as this sounds, here we go. You want to see what's going on at home? Let's see how the children are acting. Okay? And that's pretty harsh, because I've got two children, two wild boys. Can tear up anything. Guilty, okay? So I can go out to the garage, he'll have... I just get so mad sometimes. I go up there, my swear to you, he's got... I'm talking about my garage will be clean as a pen. He'll have it just... I just cleaned this. I mean, it's just strolled everywhere. Guess what? Guilty. I can do that too. So he gets it honest. Right? So if you want to know what's happening at home, look at the children. Okay? That's a telltale sign. Not always. Not always. But if the children are ugly and hateful and they're acting that, I mean, there's something else to it. We got to have a basis. We've got to try. I hope that during my journey, I would love to preach to the lost, but did you know I don't have a burden except for the churches? That's what I'm burdened with, is our churches can't get along. It shouldn't be that way. I shouldn't be preaching about the churches or talking about the churches. It should be all about the lost. But you know what? Let me say this. When these lost people, if we can get out what's on our hearts and let it go, when they get to the point, it ain't going to matter. It won't matter what's going on. It won't matter who's around. It really won't, because they're going to get in a bubble. That's what I said when I was lost. There's a time and a place. They're going to get in the bubble. They won't care. It won't matter. It won't matter. It won't matter what's happening, because that's when God is doing His work. And we need to stay out of that, okay? I'm like I said, I'm just a messenger. So, this has been on my heart, other things. It doesn't all happen right here. This is a good place. This is a great place to start. We get it on Sundays, we'll try to get fed. But listen, this is just the beginning. It only starts here. Guess what? If I went to changing who I was, if I went to going, well, I'm going to just... I'm not a super person. I don't really have a desire to ever wear one. May not ever, probably. I don't need that to be a distraction to me. This is pretty good for me right here. I'll take this. I may wear a tie. That's okay. But it starts here, but it doesn't end here. But the thing is, there's so many types of ministry that, back to me, if I go to changing who I am in my core, I feel like I've truly done an injustice to what I was called to do. Really have done an injustice. Because here's the deal. We talked about this in Sunday school just a little. How many times do we miss an opportunity? And I mean, just a breeze by. We talked about this morning. But what I'm talking about is, you know, and a real good example of this would be, you know, this brush, and you know it's the good Lord. How many missed opportunities do we have that, well, we should have said that, or we should have done that, or we should have jumped in there. It was an opportunity to make a set example or whatever. And then you're like, well, maybe not. I don't know. Well, there we go. We're questioning God. Shouldn't do that. We all do it. Guilty, once again. Here, this really validated when it was something that came to you that it just come out of nowhere. You missed it. Well, then it ain't been 10 minutes or maybe 2 days. And nobody, you haven't even discussed this with anybody. And then somebody else did it for you. Somebody took your spot. Well, thank goodness. Because I can tell you right now, Brother Benji has preached some good sermons. And he said, if you're waiting on man to do something, to make a deal with God, you better hope he don't fail. Because then you're in trouble. You're in big, big trouble. You're in big, big trouble. But listen, I love my church. And I've had so many stumbling blocks with this and struggles with this. And I mean, it's been everything you could imagine. Everything you could imagine. As far as running through my head and running through my mind. And I really don't want to have to. I don't want to have to leave my church. I love it here. I love you. I love these people. I love everybody here. And that was another thing. I was like, man, I don't. If I do this, I'm afraid I'll have to go somewhere else and preach. Well, I like to come here on Sunday mornings. As a brother called me the other day, he said, I got you down for the 5th Sunday in November. I said, you better let me get through the first one. I ain't started. This could be a disaster. You know, I said, already? Here, you know, I love everybody here. I like to be here. And I'm thankful that it's a no-so. Because, listen, we question, we're so weak as people. And we question why? It's a faith thing. You got to really step out. And I'm not very good at that. My wife will tell you, I can't even go buy a pair of blue jeans and spend, I don't know. I'll tell you, little bitty. So I went, needed some jeans one time. I went and bought some blue jeans. Paid too much money. Got them home. They're nice. Still got them, by the way. Good jeans. But I didn't sleep for about 2 days over that. Because I had spent the month. So I have a remorseful, I don't really know how that works, but like, when this came out, and me and Aaron got to talk about it, and she said, oh, boy, you can't even buy something without taking it back. And I thought, she's right. She's right. And let me tell you, the flesh of me, I wanted to call Benji and I said, you got to get all the members together. I've messed up. Get them all in the church. Like, I'm talking about, I got just in a mess. Up and down and up and down. Just a real mess. But with God on my side, I can do this. I promise you, I can handle this. But it starts here. I can't stress that. It starts here, but it's only the beginning. I would urge you, when you have, now, like I said, I'm not saying don't take a vacation. You know, I understand that. We all, you know, we're going to miss Sundays and sickness or whatever. But make an example for your children. Get up on Sunday mornings and go to church. We love to go to the lake. Love it. I could miss all kinds of Sundays. But guess what? Well, I say I could. I think I could, but really I don't know if I could or not because it would haunt me too much. And there's too much at stake. There's too much at stake. So, if we can't get our children to church, who takes over next? Who's next? Because we're falling away so bad and so fast now. There's nobody to pick up the slack. There's nobody. We can't get along in our churches. We have got, listen. Pity the brother that when you present yourself to membership says, no way. I don't want to be in his shoes. I would hope anybody here wouldn't want to be in those shoes. Because I didn't know you had more power than God. I didn't know that was possible.
not from what I've been taught. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And they're going to go, listen, I understand at one time, before I was ever born, there was problems in churches. And guess what? It never went away. Guess what? It ain't nothing to do with me. It's nothing. But guess who it's affecting? Your children and my children.
That's it.
Am I right? They're paying the price for all this. So children are dying to go into hell because you can't come here. That's a fact. That's 100% fact. So this is a bold statement. I don't know if I should say this or not. You tell me how missionary Baptists are not, in one sense, sending people to hell. That's pretty bold, ain't it? You're going, golly, he's done. I'm telling the truth. That's the truth, because we're stumbling blocks. It says, do not be a stumbling. It plainly says, listen, Jesus loves children. And it says, become like little children. In order to be saved, you've got to humble yourself down as a little child. Listen, it's important. These children, I've heard this all my life, and I firmly, you got to get them while they're young. Their hearts are tender.
Right.
We get old. Look at a child. They're innocent. A child is totally innocent. They're totally innocent. So they only know what they've been taught and what they've been told. That's all they know. So, guess what? Those children, I've got two wonderful children. They're not mine. They don't belong to me. They're a gift. I was given a gift. I'm responsible for those children. But they're not mine. Now, would I be heartbroken? Absolutely. Something happened. That's how I got here. I got heartbroken over one child. He was so far away, I couldn't get to him. That's how I got here, okay? So, people... Now, I'm a messenger, and I'm new to this. Hopefully, I can learn the Scriptures better. But I can't. It really bothers me. It really stresses me because of these children. And I'm going to get on another topic here. Thank you, Lord. So, a lot of these churches say, no vacation Bible school. No fun for the kids. Now, I understand the Lord has not changed. He's not changed. He's not going to. But guess what? He knows that we have. The Lord knows. He knows what our thoughts are before. If we don't make it on day, the Lord knows it right now. We've changed. The Lord knows that. So, hear me out. Just hear me out for just a minute. I'm not saying get them up here and have popcorn and slumber party. That's not what I'm saying. But the Lord knows that we've changed. We have to reach them. Somehow we have to reach the children. Right? We got to reach them because that is next. If we can't reach them now, there's no more church. Church is over. What do we have? I'm 40. So, I mean, there's some good ones. There'll be something else. But after my generation, if we don't do something, there'll be a... we're already a remnant. I'm talking about the remnants going to be crumbs. It'll be crumbs. It'll be nothing left. Now hear me out. I'm not saying to get them in here and have summer parties. But listen. Listen. We've changed. The Lord knows that. We got to get them in the church before you can even educate them. Did y'all know that we're losing? I'm going to say we're losing. I don't know. I'm just a number. I'm a pretty good numbers person. I'm going to say we're losing 70% of our youth to funny games. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about other churches that are doing things that we will never do here. I understand that. And I'm not saying that's it. But we need to have some youth... I'm not going to say groups. I don't know. We need to do some youth things. Not here, but other churches. We should be doing that. Because the fact of the matter is, the churches that are against all this have died out. They've died out. Any church that says we're not doing nothing with our youth, But they're going out of existence. Now, I'm not saying change anything, but we have to get them into the house.
Amen.
We got to get them into the house before they can hear the word. That's where it starts with mama, daddy, grandma, grandpa. That's where that starts. Don't leave them out. Get them to church. Take them to church, because if you don't get them there, I can assure you nobody else is going to take them. They won't bring them. They won't bring them. You know, this is the best thing. There's nothing better. Salvation is the most important thing. There's nothing more important. But it's slipping away. I mean, I'm 41, and golly, when I was a child, I mean, that's only been, let's go, 33 years ago. I mean, 33 years. That's not long. Well, I thought I was old, you know, at one time. And I guess I kind of am now, but in a way. But I'm just saying, I thought 41 was ancient at one time. Now I look around and I think, man, I'm not so old. But the church is not the same. It's changed. Goodness gracious. In 30 years, the church has changed. Listen, I'm telling you. It really has. We've got to. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know. I think it starts with arguing amongst ourselves. That's where it starts. We've got to set a better example for our children. Guilty. I'll start with me. I can do a better job too. Turn off your TVs. Turn them off. You know, it's like, well, I want to listen. I absolutely, I hate to say love, but I really like football. I lived it and breathed it. I mean, loved it. I really did. I liked it. But anyway, the way they are now, turn it off. Is it that big a deal? I mean, it's okay if it's you, and if it's just you, it's not affecting anybody because you know better. But if there's a child involved, turn it off. We have considered, I don't want to live like nomads or whatever, but we thought about just turning our cable plumb off. Because there's nothing on it but junk. Nothing. Now, let's go back one more time. 30 years, there wasn't stuff like it on TV like it is now 30 years ago. And guess who it's poisoning? Well, it got us too, because we fell off the wagon somewhere. But it's got our children. I don't want mine poisoned. There's enough already. We got some friends, they do, does Knox never, I'm like, no, we don't do that. And I mean, it's not a big deal. It may be something as simple as a game. I played games when I was a kid, but Knox is like, what is that? I'm like, don't worry about it. It don't matter. You know, I played games. But it was different then. I'm telling you, it's not the same. These kids get so wrapped up in stuff. Put them outside. Let them do something besides what... They're poisoning their minds. They're poisoning our children's minds. If you pick your phone up, start a good place. They're doing it there. Turn the TV on. Well, I mean, it's... There's nothing hidden. There's nothing hidden. Not anymore. I mean, I just let it all hang out. I mean, people... I don't want to ramble on, so I'm about finished if you want to get a song. I'm pretty close. But I don't want to leave it with me. I want you to have. I don't want to leave and then go, well, you should have or you shouldn't have or this or that. And the fellowship thing, that's going to be talked about because that was in my first sermon. But I want it to be noted. If I don't make it very long, then they're going to go, well, maybe he was right. Maybe we're destroying our own church. You think? You think? Because what... What this guy do? Oh, well, he did it. If you're before you look at somebody else, look at yourself. Look at you. That's a good place to start. That's a good place, because I mean, listen, we've all got skeletons in our closet. Everybody here, everybody, and it may be bad thoughts, whatever. You got to start with you, but We got to try to get along. We have to get along for our children. This everything that I have studied and I've tried to put together revolves around children. Every bit of it. Because that's what's left. That's the remnant. Would it be a crumb if something don't happen? And it's like, we've been talking about this for a while. Up here, weren't we the black sheep? Lafette's the black sheep. I'm fine with that because you know what? I've had opportunity to talk to some people about services that we've had here. And did you know that as soon as it started, where I go to church at, they're like, well, we don't go. Don't go where? We don't go up there. Really? Why not? Why do you not come up? I'll go to your church. And let me tell you something else. Now, I know this is scattered, but let me tell you something else. I will go to anybody's church. If you want me to go, any of my friends, I've been to the Church of Christ, they do a pretty good job. They're not bad at teaching. They just leave out the most important part. But I'll go to anybody's church. You're not going to change my mind. You're really not. Because I have something that they don't. I'll go to Jehovah's Witness. And if they ask me to come and preach or talk to them or send a message, guess what? I'm going right now. So let's get that out and open and face a different denomination. Ask me to come in. I'm going. So I'm not going to not go. Because guess what? There's the first problem. We missed that opportunity to go spread the word right then. Now, did you know that there's some churches, I don't know who, maybe not, but I'm going about what I've been taught all my life, that if you was going to go preach in another denominational church, they'll exclude you. Did you know that? That blows my mind. So you've got an opportunity to tell them about what. Tell them the truth. Let's just say that. Let's tell them the truth. And they're like, you can't go. I don't understand that. It don't. Where does it say? Go to the highways and the hedges. It starts here, but listen. This is the beginning. Don't miss the opportunities out in the world that you get. Don't miss them, okay? They're going to brush by. They're going to brush by and you're going to go, well, maybe I should. You should. Because that's the good Lord trying to say, you got an opportunity. He's trying to push you along. He's pushing you a little. But if you want to really know that you miss it, just hang tight because somebody else will pick up your slack. If there's someone, because you're already too weak. Guilty. I've done it. I'm guilty. First one. Are you, brother? I'm guilty. I've done it. Listen, it's so important that we, I'm not trying to, there's going to be that young brother trying to change the church. No, I'm not. But let's be real. Let's be realistic about what's going on. We want to go get into church. Let's keep it all right here. And keep it nice and tight in the church. That's not how it works. Who did Jesus run with? They wasn't a good crowd. Was it? He wore a robe. He didn't wear a suit. He didn't run with a good crowd. Jesus didn't. It happens everywhere. The gospel goes everywhere. It should be spread everywhere. Let's not try to bind it down to the church. Let's try not to do that. I'd encourage everybody to try to be an example for your children. Me too. I'm talking to myself here. I'll try to do better too. But don't miss those opportunities where you can talk to people. And on Sunday mornings, don't be the parent or the grandparent that gets up and listens. I'm the type that I can be sick. And guess what? I still get up and go to work every day. Every day. I got sick enough one time. And my wife's a nurse. They have no pity. Let me tell you. Nurses have no pity. Love her, but I got really sick, and she said, you just need to rest. So I went on to work, and I got sick pretty bad. So I'll go to the doctor. If I keep getting there, I might go to the nursery. Well, I was septic. And then she said, well, you could have died if you'd been a little older. Good night. But I still went to work. I still got up and I still went to work. But I did have to take off for a week. That's the only time I reckon I've ever really took off from being sick. But anyway, where I'm going with that is, no matter the case, get up and go to church on Sunday morning. Be the example. Set it for your children, because I can assure you, nobody else is going to do it. Nobody. They're not going to come, hey, can we take Knox and Denver to church? They're not showing up. They're not coming to get them. It's on me to get them there. So it's my job to get them to church. I'm going to raise them the best that I know how. And then, guess what? Once I raise them and I teach them the best of my ability, if they don't want to listen and they go off on their own, what does it say? Just listen. Listen. When we're... I wish I could preach the lost, but I don't have a burden to preach the lost. I really don't. I would love to. I shouldn't have this on me to preach to the church. I don't feel like I should. But it says, I don't know the scripture, I didn't mark it. But when you go out and you preach or you tell them and they don't listen, dust your feet and move on. Dust your feet off and move on. So if you're out and you try to tell somebody they don't listen, that's okay too. That would go back to they say, hey, will you come preach it to wherever, Methodist? Sure, I will. I'll make an effort to give you the message. And if they don't want to listen, guess what? I'll just shake it up, dust off my feet, and then I'll move on. That's what I'll do. Now, scattered. This is scattered, I understand. But I want to leave it with you so it's not on me. That's what I want to do. This has been on my heart. I've had about 2 weeks to study, and it's really scattered, I understand that. But hopefully, as time goes on, I'll do better. I try to study, I really do. But I've got 2 kids. The good Lord knows what my time frame is. We had some good preaching during revival, and even the preacher, and I really admire him, I ain't gonna lie to you, he said, there's times that I would put everything aside, everything, and I'd go study. Like, just bar himself in and study and put his family aside. Listen, I don't think the good Lord wants that. I don't think He wants you to put... Now, don't hear me wrong, but I have 2 little ones. They want me to spend time with them also. But you know what I do? We tuck them in. We try to get everything, you know, coordinated, and then Aaron will read them a book, and then guess what? I know. The good Lord lets me know. You've got some time. So guess what I'll do? I'll go in there and I'll try to really dig in for a few minutes. That's what I try to do. But you know, I've got to do that for 2 weeks. I've got to try to dig in. But I do it when I feel like God's like, okay, everything's good. You go study. You know, I don't think that this is my thoughts on it. The good Lord does. I feel like He let me know if it was a different way. Ultimately, it's all about the children. It's so much about the children. In every way, you know, I don't want to be linked to, but look at this. When people are trying to sell stuff, thank you, Lord. Listen, when people are trying to sell stuff, they don't go to you or me. Do you know that? They cater to the children, the little ones. They're not trying to sell the older ones. And some of y'all are a lot older than me, but I'm just saying, they're not pushing it towards me. They want the kids. And when I say little, I'm talking about teenagers. That's who you're really... They want to sell to them. You know why? Because if they like it, then guess what? You know who's going to buy it? Mom and Dad. Oh, I'd like to have that. So, Mom and Daddy goes out and buys it, right? They'll spend them, or they got allowed, so then they buy it. That's what they revolve everything around is kids and children. It's not old people, or older, whatever. I don't even know where I fit in that. But anyway, it's all about the children for our future. And I know I'm not trying, but we have to be a better example. We got to do better. Make a point. Make a point. On Sunday mornings,
to get up and put effort. What is it? One day a week for an hour? Is it an hour that we try to put aside? 1 hour? And we can't do an hour? You know, that's not that big a deal. And you know, we'll find every excuse to do everything. That's Satan. That's for another day. That's for another day. But listen, I would urge you, if you, children, grandchildren, just try to get them to church on Sunday. And I would encourage the church, our church, let's try to do stuff with our young, because that's the future of the church. We've got a lot of young people here. If we don't get them involved, and they don't want, yes, I don't even know how to really express this, but these other, I'm not saying do what other churches are doing, but they're sending them away. That's Satan's work, but they're sending these young children away. That's what's happening. They're taking them from us. They're going, oh, come on, let's do this. Well, guess what? If that child is 5 or 6, what's wrong with some fun for them? Because it ain't fair for the little bitty ones. It ain't their fault when they run around. Mine's during the Bible. I don't know how I should feel about it, but he was roaming around. He didn't really bother anybody. But you know what? That's not his fault. He's here not by choice, right? That's not his fault. I made him come. So guess what? That's okay. If they do stuff that's fun, 5, 6 and under, that's okay. We're not doing Satan's work. We got them in the house of God. Guess what? We're going to teach them some Bible verses. We're going to try to lay the ground. That's the groundwork. Let's lay the groundwork. Guess what? Then the good Lord's going to come in. He's going to start turning it and working it. That's what's going to happen. If we'll lay the groundwork, the good Lord will do the rest. But guess what? We have to lay the groundwork. If we don't, if we don't, there's nobody else that's going to do it. If we don't do it, nobody else is going to. Nobody will do it for us, okay? Nobody. Listen, anybody that's here, listen, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming. I love you. If you're outside, I don't know how all this works yet, but I'm thankful for all my family. I married into I'm just really thankful. I really am. I married into a good family. I got a good wife and good kids. And I'm going to do the best I can at this. And I'm going to move forward. There's no reverse. There's no back. We've all heard that, but I'm not ready to look back. But I'm a man. I'm going to tell you that I'm a man. I'm going to make mistake after mistake. And I'm not going to do it willingly. But listen, I guess I did. I do look up to these brothers. I look at them a little different. But, and don't get, everybody needs their life cleaned up a little. I'm pretty sure I took care of mine, what I needed. But just remember, I'm just a man, and I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. So, I feel like that's really all I've got. I'm sure I'm leaving stuff on the table. But as time goes on, hopefully I can have more in here that comes out of here. So anyway, I appreciate the church. And I'm done. Thank you.